Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Over 2.2 million Zambian learners disrupted by climate-related crises in 2024. Kasonde Mwenda criticizes fuel price cut as inadequate amid economic hardships. And 27 killed by Israeli fire at Gaza aid point. These are your top stories this afternoon.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. UNICEF Zambia has revealed that more than 2.2 million learners in Zambia face disruptions to their education in 2024 due to climate-related crises. Speaking during the launch of the Climate Landscape Analysis for Children report, UNICEF Zambia Deputy Representative for Programs, Nejmuddin Bilal, has warned that children are increasingly bearing the brunt of the climate crisis. Mr. Bilal has highlighted that the devastating 2024 drought left over 3 million children facing food insecurity, while recurring floods continue to damage schools and health facilities.
Zambia's children are on the forefront of climate change. From the devastating 2024 droughts that left 3 million children grappling with food insecurity, to recurring floods that disrupt schools, health facilities, climate shocks threaten their survival, education, health, and protection. The most vulnerable in this group are children from the poor households and marginalized communities who face the hardest impact. Drought and floods exacerbate their lack of access to clean water, sanitation, nutrition, and education.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Director of the Environment Department, Richard Lungu, has echoed these concerns, emphasizing the importance of targeted interventions to protect the most vulnerable communities from future climate shocks.
Due to unsustainable management of our plastic waste, government has been spending a lot of money on particular activities to actually address the impact of our unsustainable way of how we manage the plastic as a resource and also as a waste. You saw that in the last rain season we had a lot of flooding that were happening, not that because we wanted to have those particular floods, but our indiscriminate disposal of waste, particularly the plastic, clogged the drainages that normally help us to actually manage the flooding.
Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF Party President Kasonde Mwenda, has criticized the recent fuel price reduction, saying it falls short of addressing the severe economic challenges the country is grappling with. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program this morning, Mr. Mwenda has described the reduction as a joke, arguing that it offers no meaningful relief to ordinary Zambians. He has also criticized the government's handling of the ongoing electricity crisis and proposed what he termed as patriotic leadership to address the worsening load shedding. Mr. Mwenda has since called on government to stop exporting electricity and prioritize domestic needs, saying the continued power exports are worsening the suffering of Zambians.
These people found our fuel at 17 kwacha. They push it all the way to 34. Then they bring it down to 31. And how does it become a reduction? How does it become a reduction? Against what? Against what are we even comparing? Against their own. Ilabade bati increasing to reduce. Ila ya mkolo nyotibabe pakwa bashipuile. Ama light kumwe skuba nensu kutuwa yumfwa kumbama lawi kuyara sikana 16 kwacha. Baka yesa ambini lako. What we are saying is that's a joke. 31 kwacha. Reduction again. Somebody finds something at 17, pushes it all the way to 34 and reduces it to 31. Reduction. No one in Ike. So why should we clap for you? That's not a reduction. That is still an increment.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has signed an implementation agreement with the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, to electrify the Mahiba refugee settlement in Northwestern Province. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Ministry Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo has described the agreement as a milestone in promoting inclusive development across the country. Mr. Matembo has emphasized that access to reliable and affordable energy remains a significant challenge, underscoring the importance of the partnership with REA in addressing this gap.
Today, the ceremony is not just a bureaucratic formality. It is a significant milestone that reaffirms our government commitment to inclusive development and dignified service delivery in refugee settlements as well as their host communities. It is also a clear demonstration of inter-agency collaboration towards the successful implementation of one of the most transformative projects targeting some of Zambia's most vulnerable populations. This project seeks to strengthen socio-economic resilience and improve access to basic services in refugee settlements and the host districts.
And REA Chief Executive Officer Linus Chanda has highlighted the significance of the project, noting that it is part of the Zambia Refugees and Host Communities Project, supported by the World Bank.
Marks a critical step in advancing the commitment made by the government of the Republic of Zambia, a commitment to inclusive development, which was reaffirmed by the pledges made at the Global Refugee Forum in Geneva in December 2023. Through those pledges, Zambia committed to improving the quality of lives for persons forcibly displaced and their host communities. Today's actions are a direct demonstration of that commitment. Under this implementation, REA will be responsible for providing technical assistance.
Meanwhile, World Bank Group representative Njavua Chilufya has described the project as a progressive step towards inclusive development and improved access to electricity for all. Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says the proposed number of constituencies outlined in Bill 7 is based on the 2019 delimitation report. Speaking on Hot FM's breakfast show this morning, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has clarified that no new delimitation exercise has been conducted since 2019. Mr. Kasaro has explained that the Commission reviewed the 2019 report and made recommendations regarding the 55 proposed constituencies reflected in Bill 7. He has also announced that the Electoral Reforms Technical Committee report will be made available to the public by tomorrow.
After the following government's pronouncement through the Minister of Justice statement in Parliament regarding the constitutional amendment process, government did consult the Commission around the issues of delimitation. And as I indicated earlier on, there was also the issue of the Electoral Reform Technical Committee. So in terms of delimitation, government did get back to the Commission and did seek input from the Commission. So the Commission did relook at that report, given the context of where we're at, and made the recommendations in terms of the number that finds itself in the Bill 7.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the National Union of Miners and Allied Workers has expressed optimism that the newly enacted Geological and Mineral Development Act of 2025 will significantly boost productivity in the mining sector. Government recently enacted the legislation to strengthen geological mapping, research and the exploration of mineral resources across the country. The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers President Sol Simujika has described the law as progressive, noting that it includes provisions for an artisanal mining fund aimed at supporting small-scale miners. Mr. Simujika has also highlighted that the Act promotes the inclusion of local contractors in the mining value chain through strong local content provisions, ensuring that Zambian companies benefit from mining activities.
It's actually meant to revamp the productivity in the mining sector. It's actually welcome to move to those 10.